somewhere out there, Mitt Romney must be relieved that he no longer has the lamest binders in politics.
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
And if you outlame Mitt Romney, well, that is an impressive accomplishment. But since my binder has as much information about what actually happened here as these binders do about Epstein, as in none, I'll have to take a different topic until more information about that debacle gets released. Somewhat quietly this week, the Supreme Court heard a case that looks poised to reshape how we handle discrimination law in this country, as in maybe it'll finally be fair, at least on paper. Now, personally, I have a lot of questions about anti-discrimination law, constitutionally and morally. In this employment context, even if an employer discriminates for reasons we'd all consider bad, it's still an employer's property and association rights. The solution there is don't do business with that guy if you don't like him. The solution is not forced business with that guy at government gunpoint. But there are two important distinctions that separate this case from those problems. One, this is actually a case of government as employer, not a private business, and that does change the rules for how that employer can operate. And two, if them's the rules, and them is under current law, well, then they must be applied and enforced equally, whether I or anybody else personally likes the rules or not. And that's really what the Supreme Court is getting at with this case. It's less about the wisdom or validity of the rules, and more about the equal application to and protection of everybody. Even those despicable, meddling, straight white men. This case involves the story of then 55-year-old Marlene Ames, a woman who worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services, that's the state juvenile justice system, dating back to 2004. Over the years, she worked her way up to overseeing a program to combat sexual assault at the department's facilities. During her time, she received positive reviews and raises at work. Then in 2019, she applied for a management role, but was denied and instead told to retire or take a lesser role at lower pay. Ames says a 25-year-old of lower qualification was then given the job over her. Why? Ames says because the woman selected was gay, just like her boss. Now, I don't really understand what she's whining about. Fake and gay are the highest qualifications for government work, so that all seems fine to me. And to that point, Ames says the homosexuality was commonly celebrated at the office. She says in 2019, her gay supervisors threw a gay party for their gay colleague's 30th anniversary of working for the gay government. But where was Ames' straight work anniversary party? It never happened. So Ames filed a federal discrimination lawsuit alleging a violation of the Civil Rights Act. The Civil Rights Act prohibits workplace discrimination based on sex, but has been interpreted to cover sexual orientation, too. They discriminated against me because I'm straight, is her claim, but the federal courts rejected her case. A district court judge ruled against Ames without a trial, saying she hadn't provided sufficient evidence of discrimination. Ames appealed, and the Sixth Circuit affirmed that decision. Insufficient evidence of discrimination. See you later. It never even saw a jury. So Ames appealed to the Supreme Court, and now here she is. And you may wonder, why is such a small discrimination case worth the time at the Supreme Court? Well, it's not actually about the facts in this case. It's about the standard used to assess them or to reject those facts. Are the rules fair, in other words? Are they constitutionally square, or are they rigged against certain classes of people? One thing I didn't know until reading about this case is that since the 80s, about half the country's federal appeals courts actually use a different standard to assess discrimination claims from white people or men or straight people, majority groups, even though men aren't majority, but they're perceived to be a power class. Straight white men, or any variation thereof, have to prove more to win a discrimination lawsuit. Why? Because that form of discrimination is presumed to be atypical, and that's been the legal standard in many federal appeals court circuits for decades. Now, anybody can win a discrimination lawsuit with direct evidence, as in, here's a text from my boss saying, hey, let's not promote that guy, or let's not hire that guy, or let's fire that guy because he's a n****. But since that sort of explicit evidence is rare, discrimination lawsuits can also be brought and won on circumstantial evidence. For minority groups, that circumstantial evidence can simply be you were qualified, but the employer rejected you and continued to seek candidates of similar qualifications, assuming the employer had no other plausible reason for the decision. For straight, white, male majority members, though, that circumstantial case is not enough, as in circumstances unique to that individual. They must provide additional evidence. What's called background circumstances is the legal standard. The powerful, privileged, straight, white man has to show this employer does this sort of discrimination beyond just him individually, that they do this regularly to other members of his group, that they actually are that unusual employer who discriminates against majority classes. As though that even is unusual, though. That is de facto, if not formal, policy at many or most offices across the country, actually. If two job candidates are equally qualified, one is a straight white guy and the other has rainbow cred, the employer is picking that fruit, pursuant to company diversity policy. And that's not speculative. Often it's right there in the company equity and inclusion statement on their website. So Ames didn't ask for Supreme Court review of the facts of her case. She asked for Supreme Court review of the standard. Is it constitutional to have double standards, different legal rules for different groups of people? And as the justices at least seem to acknowledge, the answer is no. There is no equal protection of the law if the law is different for different people. Two things are very interesting about how this case was heard and argued on Wednesday. Number one, the unanimity and agreement on the matter from an otherwise often divided court. And number two, the media still tried to make this some sort of partisan issue, even though everyone agrees this legal standard is nonsense. And I do mean everyone, even the opposing side. Even Ohio's lawyer said this legal double standard is wrong and should be undone.
We agree. Ohio agrees that it's wrong to treat people differently.
It doesn't matter if she was gay or whether she was straight. She would have the exact same burden and be treated the exact same way under Title VII if she sued as someone who was gay and argued that they were discriminated against under Title VII. Same.
I think that she should have the same burden.
Ohio's stance is not defending the higher standard for majority groups. It's that Ames didn't bring enough evidence of discrimination to satisfy even the lower standard for minority plaintiffs.
But after discovery, she could not establish that anybody was motivated by sexual orientation or even knew her sexual orientation. The district court made a factual finding that has not been appealed here, that no one knew Ms. Ames' sexual orientation at the time of the relevant employment decisions.
All the justices at least sounded in agreement. Even kooky Sonia.
She was 20-year employee, great reviews, and then all of a sudden she's not hired, and someone's hired who's gay, doesn't have her level of college experience, and didn't even want the job. If something suspicious about that, it certainly can give rise to an inference of discrimination.
Even Elena Kagan said, listen, I am clearly team lesbian, but come on. Different rules for different people is ridiculous.
The question presented is whether a majority group plaintiff has to show something more than a minority group plaintiff. Here, whether a straight person has to show more than a gay person. Everybody over here says no, you say no too.
Which prompted Neil Gorsuch to say, wow, our agreement is radical, actually.
It applies the same to everybody.
We agree that the court should say that at the very, very minimum.
We're in radical agreement today on that, it seems to me. The counsel before us seemed to be in total agreement.
Just how wide was the agreement? Even Biden's team submitted a brief in favor of undoing the double standard before he left office. Biden's lawyers have eagerly stretched the law beyond recognition in every other context, but even they are originalist on this one. They say this double standard has no basis in the text of the Civil Rights Act, and the few pretending otherwise are exactly the ones you'd expect. The NAACP, for example, wants special treatment because they say black people and other minorities have historically received special discrimination. Yeah, maybe once upon a time, but how recently has that been experienced by any honest person who actually tries hard, at least in corporate America? The culture has shifted dramatically otherwise. Hey, check out all this black people stuff. you should buy it just because black people are involved. After all, we're hiring a million black people to put even more black people stuff on the shelves for you, and we're spending $2 billion to make all this black people stuff happen. And even if that's not good enough and the mob burns down our store, well, that's okay. We'll still paint a mural in black honor. The action cannot get any more affirmative. If this isn't good enough to end the practice, then nothing is. The other apparent argument is, oh, well, if straight white guys can sue under the same standard, well, that'll mean a flood of new discrimination lawsuits. The courts will be bogged down. Well, one, I thought that sort of discrimination effectively does not happen. It's very unusual, very uncommon, hence the need for a different legal standard. But if it's uncommon or does not happen, then what are all these incoming lawsuits based on? Why would anyone file them? And two, this is, of course, another double standard argument, as though courts haven't been bogged down with discrimination lawsuits from minority plaintiffs for decades. We have a federal workforce of over 2,000 people patrolling around the country investigating these claims. That workforce could be reduced at any time if we'd rather have a little efficiency instead, but of course, there are a lot of complaints about that approach currently, too. A guy who runs an HR association, quoted in the Washington Post reporting, just says it outright. If Ames wins at the Supreme Court, straight white people everywhere could be filing lawsuits. Well, so what? Why are their lawsuits presumed to be lesser? If you believe discrimination is a valid legal claim only if the person suing is the right race or the right sex or performs the right sex acts, that itself is a discriminatory standard. I hate discrimination, even more than I hate straight white people. You can't reconcile that contradiction. But of course, basic fairness in the rules isn't the point. A tool to wield for power is, but the problem is, I only want the tool for myself and not for my enemies isn't a winning message. Beyond incompatibility with the law, it just doesn't sell well with the public. So that is where the media distortionists enter to try to fix that problem, completely misrepresenting the story and the law to try to convince you that the likely upcoming Supreme Court decision is something bad. Now, any honest presentation of this issue and what will be revised legally would be something like Supreme Court considers equalizing discrimination rules for everybody, something to that effect. The point being that the legal status quo is a double standard, and the court will probably create one standard for everyone. But rather than anything close to an accurate summary, the Washington Post instead reports this week, quote, Supreme Court seems poised to lower bar for whites to sue for job bias, which makes it sound like white people will get an easier time or some sort of preference. No, lower the bar to what? To the same bar that everyone else enjoys, from the higher bar that they're currently held to. And why is it only whites? Strictly speaking, this case is about sexual orientation. It has nothing to do with race on its own facts. So why is it being described as though this new rule for everybody will apply uniquely to white people? It'll apply to all people. And that's the point. But as always, it's not that they miss the point. It's that their point is different entirely. Their point is to try to get you to believe a particular thing to motivate you toward their particular politics in a disguise of supposed journalism. The only lowered bar is that malpractice. But hey, if the Post characterization is supposedly correct, fine, I'll give it a shot. I'll apply to write for their editorial pages, and when they say no, I'll say, excuse me, but I'd like to redeem my lowered white man bar for compensation, please. And then when the Post says no, and the courts say no, you weren't discriminated against, you're just an idiot, I'll say, yep, you got me. And that's been the problem with these lawsuits the entire time. Thanks as always for listening and for supporting this channel. Always appreciate that thoughtful discussion down below, and especially over on X, that is at M.L. Christensen. You're always welcome to coming out and chatting my live streams. Those live on Wednesday and Sunday nights. Looking forward to it. Goodbye. Hey, if you made it all the way to the end of the video, that means you probably found some value in the video. If you found some value in the video, please consider supporting my material. You can do that one time or recurring for as little as $1 a month. It not only helps me sustain, but it helps me pay the people who make my videos possible. Linked in the description for you, mattchristensenmedia.com/support. Thanks for listening.